One of the things I find enjoyable and challenging each week is to try and find some common themes amongst these readings from the lectionary. We only use two each week of the four lectionary readings, but that's part of the fun, is figuring out, are there connections between them, and what are they? There aren't always, but I always like to look for connections. At the beginning of this week, I wasn't sure that these two readings really connected in a thematic way. The passage from Isaiah being about this idea of being given a new name and a new hope to people really in despair at that point in their history. And then Paul's letter to the Corinthians in this passage, particularly about gifts and how we are given gifts and the one Spirit behind them, the one God behind them. And then gradually over the week, it occurred to me both these readings are tied together and that they both are reminding us of God's blessings, of how God blesses God's people. In the Isaiah passage, we're reminded that God is with us even when things look dark. The scholars think this part of Isaiah was likely written as the people had come back from exile in Babylon and had come back to their home in Israel, and things weren't quite working out the way they had hoped. They got back and everything was in ruins, and they're trying to make their way, and things just aren't going the way they had hoped. It might be the way some of you are already feeling about 2016. I don't know. Things just aren't quite going the way we had wanted. And in the midst of that, Isaiah speaks these words of hope to the people. He says to them, a time is coming. It may not be yet. A time is coming when your righteousness will shine like a beacon to all the nations. And he says to them, even more importantly, don't forget God is calling you by a new name. Now, there's great significance to that idea of God giving a new name. In our modern world, we have the ability to change our name almost at whim. And I was thinking about, I remember reading about a city a few years ago, I think in Kansas, that changed their name to Google for one day or something. It was some commercial, you know, they were going to get millions of dollars if they changed the city's name to Google for that day. We live in a time when names can be kind of meaningless. And yet, at the time of Isaiah, and even throughout Scripture, names are important, valuable, powerful things, because a name reflects who you are. And it's not unusual in Scripture for people to be given a new name by God because they have a new life, a new character, a new direction. Think of Abraham, who was originally called Abram, but when God makes a covenant with him, God says, your name will now be Abraham. Think of one of my favorites, Jacob, the scoundrel Jacob, who at some point in his journey, after wrestling with God, God says, your name will no longer be Jacob. I'm giving you a new name, Israel. Think of Simon, fisherman, who when Jesus calls and when he follows, Jesus says to him at some point, you will no longer be Simon. Now your name is Peter, the rock. Or think of Saul, persecutor of the Christians, who after seeing the light and being blinded by the light on the road to Damascus is given a new name. No longer Saul, but Paul. You're a new person now. That's the significance of a new name given by the Lord. It signifies not just a new title, but a whole new person, a whole new creation, a new path. And that's the power of Isaiah's words to the people of Israel. God is giving you a new name, and that name, he even tells them what it is. He says, you will no longer be called abandoned, but his delight is in you. You're not cut off. You're not abandoned anymore. In fact, your new name says God takes delight in you. And your land will no longer be called deserted. Remember, they've headed back to a land that had been deserted. Your land will no longer be called deserted. It will be called married. And just as an interesting note of trivia, the Hebrew word for married here is Beulah. Thus, where we get the idea of that famous old hymn, Beulah land, married land, married to God, not deserted, but married to God from this point on. It's the idea of God's love. You're not abandoned. You're not deserted. God delights in you. God loves you and enters into marriage with you, a covenant, a promise. That's the hope of a new name, a new life, a new creation, a new land, a new future. Where all looked dark, remember the blessings of God who is with you. And those blessings are also revealed in the gifts that God gives us, that Paul is talking about, reminding the Corinthians about all the gifts God gives to all God's people. There's no one sitting here, none of you, that has not been given gifts, talents, skills, passions by God. And Paul's message is really twofold at this point to the Corinthians. First, to recognize these have all been given to us by God, the God who created us, and that God wants us to use all these gifts to further God's kingdom. And that leads me to the question I was posing to the children, and I would hope you were listening and maybe thinking about it yourself. What gifts God has given you? And we humans are good at not seeing our own gifts and limiting them. I always think of the little old ladies in my first church in Minnesota who would, you know, bake the most incredible food I'd ever eaten, but they would always say, you know, they'd bring it to church and they'd say, oh, you know, this didn't quite work out. You know, it's the Minnesota nice. They talk about, oh, you know, this cake didn't come out very well. You know, it was the most delicious thing I'd ever eaten in my life. Oh, it's not very good. We humans are good at doing that to ourselves, limiting our own gifts. Oh, I'm not very good at that. But you know what? It doesn't matter if you're good at something. If God has given you the gift to do it, you should do it. If you enjoy doing it, do it. You know, some of us singing in the choir aren't great singers, but we can make a joyful noise. If not every pitch perfect. And so it is with our gifts. And Paul goes through just a short list of some of the gifts. Some have been given the gift of faith, deep faith. Some have been given the gift of healing. Some have been given the gift of prophecy, of wisdom, of knowledge, of organization, of teaching. We all have been given a whole variety of gifts. Many of them we're not even aware of yet. And that's why I want to encourage you to be thinking about gifts, all the gifts God has blessed you with, or passion. Sometimes our gifts are the things that we are passionate about. You may not think you're any good at them, but you're passionate about it. That passion is part of that gift. So I want to encourage you this week to be, one, thinking about all God's blessings, even if this new year so far may have been looking dark for you, but also praying about all the gifts that God has given you, the talents, the skills, the resources perhaps, and to be thinking about how you might use those to further God's kingdom. And maybe doing that through this congregation. Using your artistic and musical skills to enhance worship. Boy, these walls are sometimes kind of bare. We could use banners and drawings to put up there Wouldn't that brighten up this place for worship? We can always use special music, right, Willard?
Yes.
We can always use special music and people willing to share their talents that way. But other gifts, teaching, we can always use Sunday school teachers. We can always use people to serve on session and deacons and committees, or to steer us in a certain direction in terms of a mission project. This week, be thinking about what gifts God has given you. And if you would like to have some further conversation about how you might use those here, let me know. I would love to talk to each one of you, each member of this church, in the next year about what gifts you may have and how you can use them here. So, this week, enjoy God's blessings. Be mindful of God's gifts and be praying about how God might want you to use those gifts. And by the way, we'll continue this whole idea next week as well. Amen.